All right, good evening, everybody. Good to see you. Am I good? Everybody got real quiet. Like, hello. All right, let everybody get to their place. Hope you've had a good afternoon. Looking forward to being back tonight. We sure have. Pray as we come to the road. It's been a while since we came this way. Amen. But hopefully we'll get to keep doing what we're doing. Appreciate the good service this morning and looking forward to what the Lord has for us tonight. Just some real quick announcements. Do remember all of our services. Be back Wednesday night, of course. Remember revival April 4th through the 6th And ladies, if you need any help with the writing thing, my wife would be glad to help you with that. And then new member Brother Bill's daughter, Ashley, they're going to have that fundraiser for her. But we're also going to try to help as a church. And so be praying about that as we go. And then also got a card here from Miss Dawn. It says, thank you for being such a wonderful church family. Thank you for the cards, the food after my surgery. But most of all, thank you for all the prayers. I love you all, Miss Dawn. So glad to see her doing well. Hope she just continues not to do like other people I know that do and takes care of that knee. Amen. And so, amen. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer and we'll get started. Father, we sure are thankful, God, for the opportunity to call upon your name once again. Thank you for the good day we've enjoyed. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your blessings. And God, we've come this way once again, Lord. God, we're needy creatures. God, we pray, God, tonight, Lord, you'll just open the Word of God up to us. Lord, we pray for that liberty. I just pray that you'll move in our midst, Lord. And God, again, help us to grow. Help us to be that light and salt to this world, God. Help us to just have a desire, God, just to walk with you and to talk with you and to live a life and be pleasing unto you, Lord. And we'll just give you the praise, honor, and glory for it all. For it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Okay, let's all stand up, turn to number 90 in our hymnal. Now, this has always kind of been a choir song, but since the choir's not singing right now, I thought we would sing this as a congregation. Now, it's not difficult, but if anybody who's been in the choir knows your part, kind of sing it, because I'm not used to singing lead on this, so we'll see how this goes. But so we're going to sing all the way through all four verses. So here we go. I care not today what the morrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worry is vain. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. From all harm safe in His sheltering arms, I'm living by faith and feel no tempest may blow and the storm clouds arise, obscuring the brightness of life. I'm never alarmed at the overcast skies. The Master looks on at the strife. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. From all harm safe in His sheltering arm, I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. All right. This is not easy. I'm having to force myself not to sing tenor on this. This is really hard. All right, so here we go. On the third one. I know that He safely will carry me through, no matter what evils betide. Why should I then care, though the tempest may blow, if Jesus walks close to my side? Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. From all harm safe in His sheltering arms, I'm living by faith and feel no on the last one. Here we go. Our Lord will return to this earth some sweet day. Our troubles will then all be o'er. The Master so gently will lead us away beyond that blessed heavenly shore. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. From all harm save, in His sheltering arm, I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. Whew, amen. All right, so turn over to number 113. Number 113. And this is one of my absolute favorite songs. So we'll sing. We're going to go all the way through this one as well. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste. Glory divine. So here we go. Let's sing it out. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Amen. All right, you can be seated.
Miss Teresa, if you want to come on this way, thank God that we can praise the Lord. I would hate to know that a rock would cry out more than I do. And listen, we got. I was thinking as we were singing that, we sing that, and probably every one of us is lied. So we're preached online tonight because we don't praise the Lord all day long. That, you know, that song, Sweet Hour of Prayer, let's put a time clock on your prayer life and see where you end up for a day. But we could. Literally, we could praise God every second of the day. He sure is worthy. He sure does. I mean, God, goodness. And I got to thinking, you know, aren't you going to be excited when we get to heaven? Time will not be a matter anymore. And all we're going to be concentrated on is our Savior. I can't imagine that. But one of these days, it's going to be real. So, amen. Thank you, Mr. Peter.
merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend. Who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the souls of men. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. Counselor, Comforter, Keeper, Spirit we long to embrace. You offer hope when our hearts have hopelessly lost our way. Oh, we hopelessly lost our way. You are the one that we praise. You hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. Almighty, infinite Father, faithfully loving your own. Here in our weakness you find us falling before your throne. Oh, we're falling before your throne. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. You're my wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend.
Thank you, Mr. Jason. Amen. Appreciate that good song this evening. Take your Bibles this evening over to the book of Matthew. Book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 25 this evening. Matthew chapter 25 this evening. Found your place. If you can, you would. Let's stand together out of honor and reverence to the Word of God. What a book you hold in your hand. It never gets old. Every time you read it, you probably see something you didn't see before. It's a living book. Amen. And what a book it is. Matthew chapter 25 this evening. Let's begin reading verse number 14. We're going to read several verses here out of this portion of Scripture. Here the Lord tells in verse 14, it says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that received 2, he also gained other 2. But that he that received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord, whose servants cometh, reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou dividest unto me 5 talents, and I have gained besides them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Verse 22, he also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou delivered unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents besides them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therein to have put my money to the exchangers, that then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 5, 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Our Father, we do ask once again, God, to help us tonight. God, give us strength. God, give us the ability tonight to see what saith the Scriptures. God, I pray that you'd encourage. I pray, God, tonight, Lord, that you'd help us. God, as we walk on our ways, Lord, and we'll thank you, praise you for all you do. For it's in your precious name we pray and ask. Amen. You'll be seated this evening. And here we find a great parable that the Lord uses here. And it's very simple in its thought, I believe. And again, just to draw your picture of what the Lord is showing here, there was a man that had possessions. He tells us he was going on a long journey. And I know I have a God that's going on a long journey, but he's coming back one day. And here we find is he gives these talents to individuals according to their ability. Now listen, God is never, never going to ask you something that he can't do. Not what you can do. He knows your frame. He knows what you're capable of. And God will always challenge us to stretch ourselves a little bit, to put faith and to put trust in the Lord. So here's 3 different categories. Again, some got 5, some got 2, one got 1. The one that had 5 went out and took those 5 talents and used them. When the master came back, he presented not only the 5 that he gave, but he had multiplied that 5 more. And the master looked at him and said, the words that I believe every one of us should desire to hear. When you go to heaven, when you stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't want to go in empty-handed. When we stand there and we give account not of my sin. Why? Because Christ has paid for my sin. But I will give an account for what I've done with the gift that God has given me. And here, this man comes and he gives his 5 plus the 5 more. And the master looked at him and said, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter in. Tonight, that ought to be every one of our desires. To be able to hear the Lord say, Well done. Then the one that had 2. Well, he didn't have as much as the 1. But he did exactly what he was supposed to do with the 2 that he did have. You know how we always are so easily to look around and say, well, so-and-so did this and so-and-so did that. It's not about so-and-so, it's about you and you. So the one that had 5 came and brought 5 more with him. The one that had 2 came and guess what? Brought 2 more with him. And the Lord said the same thing. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter in to the joy of the Lord. And then there was the last guy. He didn't have but one thing, one talent to be used. And oh, how man likes to make excuses. Oh, I knew you were a hard man, and I knew, you know, I wanted to make sure that nothing happened to your money. So I hid it in the earth. I wonder tonight how many times we have taken the talent that God has given us and have buried it in this earth. What do you mean, preacher? Every man that is born of God, and we all are, we're breathing God's good air. Every one of us, according to the book of John, has been given a light. There's something in man that God has put in every man. What do you do with it? And here this one comes back, and with the one thing that God had given him, he makes those excuses, and there'll be no excuses before the Lord. Christ died for you. Christ was buried for you. Christ has risen for you. And when you choose not to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, guess what? You'll not hear "well done." You'll hear what this last one says, and he cast them out into outer darkness. Oh, I hope that's not you tonight. I know it's Sunday evening. I know that we're probably all here this evening would say we're saved. I don't know. I never take that for granted. But I hope tonight that if you're saved, you're doing something for the Lord. Because I want to hear, and I hope you want to hear those same words. Well done. Wouldn't it be something to stand before God and be able to hear Him say something like that? Well done. Take your Bibles this evening over to the book of 2 Kings. Second Kings chapter 7. Second Kings chapter 7. Let's begin reading tonight in verse number 3. And there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate. Now, the Lord's getting ready to do something amazing. The nation of Israel, they were trapped inside. They were the enemy was around about them. They were locked in, and they were starving to death. They were perishing from within because the enemy had them at bay. But here are four lepers, the Bible tells us in verse number 3, at the entering of the gate. And they said one to another, "Why sit we here until we die?" Now, I'd like to preach that a little bit this season, but that's not the message. Why are we just sitting here tonight? There's something to be done. There's something that you and I, that God desires for us to do. But many a child of God are just like these lepers. They're sitting with outside the gate, and they finally come to acknowledge, "Why sit here until we die?" Tonight, don't give up your life. Listen, live life to the fullest. Christ says, "I've given you life, but also an abundant life." We ought to have the best life of anybody in this world because we're saved and we're on our way to heaven, and Christ is so good to His children. But tonight, it'd be good tonight if we just stop for a minute and think the same thing. Why are we just sitting around when there's so much work that needs to be done? Why are we just sitting around when God has been so good to me? He's given me a life. Let's just not sit here till we die. I've seen many people physically, because of health issues, get so down and so depressed they give up. They feel like they have no purpose. They feel like there's nothing inside of them that's worth living for. Oh, that shouldn't be you. That shouldn't be you as a child of God. Listen, this old body, there's no telling what's going to happen to this old body. You never know where this thing's going to end up at. It's not going to get better. It's aging. It's falling apart. How many of you took a bath this morning, today, sometime or another? And we are thankful. The person sitting beside of you is really thankful. But this morning, or whenever you took a bath, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of cells went down your drain. You're just washing away. Those lepers looked at each other and said, "Why sit we here?" Now again, these are lepers. They were outcasts. They were not to be amongst the rest of them. You know, and I know leprosy is a picture of that, of sin. You know, I think about even here as these, we're going to see these four men. You know, we're outcasts. I don't fit into this world. I feel so different than everybody else when I come across people. And I'm not puffing me up by no means. But I should be different. You should be different. But here are these four lepers. They look at each other and it said there, "Why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore, come and let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die." That's pretty good logic. Why? They were looking for hope. They knew if they went in the city, they were going to die because there was nothing there to eat. If they stayed where they were going to die. So let's go do something about this thing. And friend, tonight, you and I need to have that same attitude that we need to be busy. Verse 5, "And they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians." You know, that had to be some type of trip. I don't know how far away it was. But can you imagine? Here's a bunch of lepers nobody likes anyway. They're just with boldness. They're going to walk down to the enemy's camp. Why? Because there's something to be done. "We will enter into the city." And they rose up, verse 5, "in twilight and to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of the Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses and a noise of great hosts. And they said one to another, 'Lo, the king of Israel hath hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us.' Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life." Verse 8, "And when the lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went in one tent and did eat and drink and carried thence silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it and came again and entered into another tent and carried thence also and went and hid it." Man, can you imagine? Now that's picturing your mind. Here's these guys, they're starving to death. They're dying of leprosy. But I mean, they're hungry. They've been without anything. And now they've made a decision. We're not just going to sit here and die. So they go to the camp. And they were expecting to be taken prisoner or killed. But they get to the camp and there's nobody there. I'm sure they look a little dumbfounded, like some of you are looking right now. But they're like, "What's going on? Where'd everybody go?" I can just picture in my mind as they went to that first tent and eased the door open a little bit. Stuck their heads in and thought, "Ain't nobody here." And I'm sure as they began to see what was happening. Now, they didn't understand it. They couldn't even fathom it. But now they've realized that the enemy is no longer here. And they go into that first tent and they begin to eat. They were hungry. And there was food. And they began to eat and to drink. Then they saw, wow, look at all that stuff. And they picked up all the silver and gold and jewels and did like most people, went and hid it. I don't know why they hid it, but they went and hid it. Like a crook, I guess. I don't know. But they went and hid it. And then they saw this nice raiment. Now listen, these were poor people, leopards. I'm sure they were dressed about as rough as they could be dressed, wearing nothing but a nasty old garment. But now they've walked into that tent, and here's all the food they could eat and all the jewels and silvers and golds, and here's nice raiment. And they start putting on the clothes and thought, look at us. So then they go to the second tent. And guess what? Did the same thing over. They grabbed that food. They grabbed that silver and gold. They grabbed that raiment. Now look with us this evening. Verse number 9. This is where we want to spend a little bit of time. Then they said one to another, "We do not well." We saw in Matthew a great picture of a desire I hope that everybody has to hear the Lord say, "Well done." But here's four guys that are eating and drinking and enjoying the treasures and the raiment. But finally they come to a place in their lives they realize what we're doing is not right. What we're doing is not well. Look at it with me. Then they said one to another, "We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household." So they came and called unto the porter of the city, and they told them, saying, "We came to the camp of the Syrians, and behold, there was no man. There was neither voice of man, but horses tied and asses tied, and the tents as they were." And he called the porters, and they told it to the king's house within. These four lepers, they left that place dying. They came to that camp there, the Syrians, and God had already destroyed the enemy and had them on the run. Here they walked into this tent full of food and drink and nice things, and here they are hiding it to themselves. And they finally realized what they were doing was not well. See, tonight I want to just ask you for a moment. Do you remember when you were lost? It's a good thing to remember that. I was dead in my trespasses and sin. I was a leper because of sin in my life. I was diseased because of sin. But thank God there was a day in my life. 13-year-old boy, Vacation Bible School, Harmony, North Carolina. I asked the Lord to come into my life and He saved me. And I was instantly brought into a place. See, I was hungry. I was thirsty. I was living in the slough of this old world. And the Lord saved me and drove that enemy away. Yes. And God began to load me up every day with His benefits. And God took good care of me, still taking good care of me. And I was enjoying the foods of God. And I was enjoying the drink of God. I was enjoying the riches of God. But we might be just like these lepers. Maybe there's a time in our lives that we've got so caught up that I'm saved, that I'm getting all of God's goods, that we lose sight of what God's really called you to do. And we'll have to understand that we do not well either. Old friend, tonight there's a reward to be had. There's a time we're going to stand before the Lord there at that judgment seat of Christ. And I sure would like to hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful service." Three things real quickly this evening, and we'll move this evening. First of all, I want you to understand their delight. These were poor people, sick people, hungry people. And when they got to that place again, they were like a child at Christmas, I bet. They opened that door, that tent, and there laid right in front of them. They did nothing to receive any of that. And God had left them that just for them. Oh, friend, I remember again when I got saved, I sure didn't know much about this Bible. I've been in church all my life, but I was just a church kid. But boy, when I got saved, and I began to seek as we looked at this morning, and then I began to know, like we talked about this morning, I began to understand the things that God has done for me. And not just me, but for all of us that are saved. Oh, do you ever just get beside yourself? Do you ever just step back and look at the things that God has done and that God is doing? And then you can step back even a little bit further and say, oh boy, the best is yet to come. And we'll start enjoying those things. How many enjoy what God does? Hey, every morning again, He loads you up with His benefits. Hey, God gives you the ability to work and to do and to go. He's blessed you with a church family, and God's just given us all that we could ever have or want. And sometimes if we're not careful, we get so caught up on the delight of things. Look over in Jeremiah chapter 15. Jeremiah chapter 15 this evening. Look at verse number 16 tonight. Those men went into that room, that tent. They were hungry for something to eat. And they found in that place food that was satisfied. Look here in verse number 16. The Bible says here, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Every day we have the opportunity to eat this book, to consume the word of God. And that's exactly what these men have come. They come into a place to find food. And every day we have the ability to get before God at His table and let God feed us. Oh, their delight. Those riches. Look over in Ephesians chapter 1. They found that silver, that gold. God has given us something to eat. God has fed us. God's let us drink out of that well of living water, and He says we'll never thirst again. Not only did they find food, but they found riches. Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Oh, friend, tonight you might look like a beggar in this old world. You might even yourself begin to think that you ain't got much in this old world. But friend, guess what? If you're a child of God, you've got riches untold. God, our Father, has given us out of His abundance. Just as those men walked in and found that food, just as those men walked in and found all that silver and gold. Oh, friend, tonight we've been fed. We've been given drink. We've been given the riches of God. One other thing in that delight, the raiment. Look over in Isaiah chapter 61. Their delight. Maybe we've forgotten exactly what God has done for us. Maybe it's become just like a old plate of leftovers. You've ate it for 4 days and you're ready to eat something different. That's how a lot of times we get. Look over in Isaiah 61. Their delight. Oh, I remember when I got saved. You remember when you got saved? You remember that feeling that was in you? Man, it felt like everything was so much better. It seemed like the world was just brighter and everything was just light as can be. Why was it just then? Look here in Isaiah 61. They had their refreshments. They had their riches. Now look here in Isaiah chapter 61. over in verse number 10, says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. Can you imagine? Here were these old four nasty leopards. Rotten, stinky, nasty. Clothes probably this bare as could be. Now they've entered into that place that God had prepared. They entered in and they found food that refreshed them. They found jewels that showed their riches. And then they found clothes, those garments. See, the Bible tells us over in Isaiah chapter 64 that our righteousness is what? Filthy rags. Hey, I'm telling you, when you look in this mirror of God's Word and you can picture back into your mind how dirty and nasty you were, but when you got saved, God robed me. God clothed me in His salvation. He clothed me in His righteousness. What a blessing to know what God has done for us. So we see their delight, but then we mention their disturbance. There's a lot of people that never get bothered. I'm not saying they're not saved. Not saying they're not good people. But they've got so cold and so indifferent that things just don't bother them anymore. Here are these guys, leopards, that were starving. They were sitting here enjoying all the spoils. And then it came to somebody's mind. What about our children? What about our families? What about those folks over locked up in the kingdom? And they look at each other and says, What we're doing, we don't do well. What we're doing is wrong. We've got to quit this. We've got to do something about this, what we've done. They realized that they were doing wrong. This blessing that they were enjoying was not just for them, but it was for all. Those people were starving. Those people were going to die just like they were going to die. I wonder this morning or this afternoon if it ever bothers us that we, just like these leopards, were hiding all the gift of God. If our light be hid, it's hid to who? Lost. See, God has given us refreshment. God has given us riches that are out of this world. God has clothed us in His righteousness. And we live amongst a world that needs to hear about God and needs to know what Christ has done for you and what Christ has done for them. And friend, tonight, if we don't go back and tell them, if we don't get out of our little area of comfort and go and tell somebody, they're going to die. See, God has blessed us beyond measure. Not for us to sit sour and soak. God has blessed us and blessed us and blessed us that we ought to be able to turn around and tell the world what Christ has done for you. They realize that what they are doing is not right. It's not well. Look back here just a moment. Back over to 2 Kings. Realizing you do wrong is just the beginning of the situation. You can be convicted. You can be burdened. But what are you going to do about it? Notice last of all this evening, their decision. Verse 9, they said one to another, we do not well this day. It's a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. You're not supposed to hide your light under a bushel. We hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come that we may go and tell the king's household. So they came and called unto the porter of the city, and they told them, saying, we came to the camp of the Syrians, and behold, there was no man there, neither voice of man, but horses tied and asses tied in the tents as they were. And he called the porters, and they told it to the king's house within. Again, just picture in your mind of how God has blessed us. We are overwhelmed of the goodness of God. And all that God does for us, would we not do something for Him? Those lepers enjoyed it for just a moment. And then they came to that place where they decided what they were doing was wrong. Now they could have said, you know, like most people do, they could have self-righteoused it. That's hard to say, self-righteoused it. What do you mean? They could have sat there and said, it's okay, God knows. He put this here for us. That's how we do. We justify it in our own selves so many times. But no, these four men made a very hard decision. They decided to leave that place and to go back unto the king and tell them that there's a bunch of food out here that they could have to eat. There's riches untold that they could have that would this be out of this world. I'm sure that watchman on the wall, where did those lepers start out at? At the gate. I'm sure that guy on the wall had probably seen them boys before. Saw them as lepers. Saw them as nasty and dirty and filthy. But now they've come back different than what they were. They've been fed. They've been filled. They've got gold rings and jewels. They've got a nice robe upon their back. I'm sure that guy probably seen them come. It's like, is that really them guys? What in the world happened to them? You know, I'm not bragging, but I've had some people in my life. The only time they knew me was in my lost days. Amen. And every once in a while, God will let my past cross with them old boys. And I'm sure they're just like that guy on the wall. What happened to him? He used to be like us. He's different now. What happened to you? God did something for me over here on the other side of the hill. I was hungry and He fed me. I was thirsty and He gave me drink. I was poor and wretched and He gave me all of His blessings. And now I've come just to tell you what God did for me. They came back and told. They could have kept all that to themselves. What good would it have been, though? We can keep all that God's done for us to ourselves. But what good would that be? We ought to be nothing, as I say about me and my wife. We're just a piece of conduit. God brings blessings in, and I hope He lets it flow right back out of us. Works. Matthew 7. God had given talent. 5 to 1, He brought 10. 2 to 1, He brought 4. 1 to the other, and He brought back 1. 2 heard the great words, well done. 1 heard the terrible words, depart from me. These four men came to that place where they realized what they were doing, we do not well. Maybe tonight God would stir our hearts. Maybe God would let us look into this mirror tonight and let the Lord examine us this evening and let us see how blessed we are and all that God has done and is doing and is going to do. And we ought to say, are we doing well? Because if we're not going out and telling the others, they're dying. They're starving. And we know how to feed them. And we know how to clothe them. And if we don't tell them, we do not well. Probably everybody in this room's had to deal with cancer sometime in our lives. Cancer's, I've heard that statement say, well, cancer you've got, it's the good kind. There is no good kind. Cancer is terrible. We've dealt with it much in our family. Can you imagine if you had the answer, if you had the cure of cancer and you kept it to yourself? That wouldn't be good, would it? You could have helped somebody. You could have cured somebody. But you kept it to yourself. And they died because you didn't go tell them. You do not well. But we've been given something so much greater than the cure for cancer. We've been given the cure of sin. I can't make anybody take it. I can't make anybody receive it. But I sure can tell them. Yes, sir. I sure can point them. When we go and tell them, when we go and encourage them to come to Christ, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Let's stand together this evening. I sure don't say this to Seamus. I know for a fact that when I stand there at that judgment seat of Christ, there's going to be some hay, wood, and stubble that's going to burn up. But I sure hope that there's something that I've done with the time that God's given me that meant something for Christ, that I could offer back to Him for what He's done for me. Tonight, if you're saved, every one of us is going to stand in that place. You're going to give that account. Oh, you can be like that one that says, you're a hard man. You can come up with all the excuses you want and there'll be no excuse. See, God's given you time to do something for His cause, for His glory. Maybe He's just give you 5 talents. Maybe He's just give you 2. Maybe He's just given you 1. What are you going to do with it? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Tonight, would you just let the Lord speak to your heart this evening? Just as He did those leopards there. We do not well. We're not telling nobody. We're not sharing. We're not going and telling to come. See. We do not well. You need to come this evening. You come. Amen. Appreciate you being here this evening. Hope you'll take the Word of God and just let it do something for you. Me and my wife went out and took care of the cows when we got home, church, and just come back to my mind. Old cows, they'll sit there and eat that old hay and then they'll lay down. Chew that old cud. Enjoy what they've eaten over and over. Maybe God will let us regurgitate what God's done for us. Let us chew on His goodness, His mercy, His grace. just enjoying how good God's been to us. Do you remember all the ones on the prayer list? Do pray one for another. Don't forget about our services on Wednesday evening, 7 o'clock. I hope you'll be here, Lord willing. We're going to be studying a little bit more on the armor of God. And I hope you'll be with us then. So, anything? Who? Oh, hey, Miss Shirley. She's like, how old will she be, Brother Rick? 92. Tuesday, Miss Shirley will be 92. So let's sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Amen. Happy birthday, Miss Shirley. You're one of my heroes. And I don't just say that, you are. I'll never forget, and I've said it so many times out of this pulpit, you might not remember it, but I was sitting at your kitchen table one day, and you told me about your prayer life. And you looked at me and says, you might think I'm funny or crazy. I just talk to God like He's sitting there. You don't know how much that helps me. So, happy birthday. Amen. Let's be dismissed. Be careful going to the house. Hope you have a good, good week. Hope you'll spend time with the Lord every day. Pray, read, study. And then give somebody what God's given you. Amen. Amen. Let's share. Father, thank you so much again for being so good to your children. Thank you, Lord, for that gift, the gift of salvation. Thank you, Lord, for that hope of a better day. God, I just ask you this evening to help us to be that light for this world's dark. And Lord, the church ought to shine brighter today than it's ever shone before. God, help us to rise above. Help us to stand in these days and God proclaim Jesus saves. God, we do have needs. I know, God, this whole world so sin-cursed. These bodies were so messed up. Lord, I just pray, God, Lord, that you'd encourage your children a little bit tonight. God, help us to stick in there and fight the good fight. Lord, give safety as we travel home. God, I pray, Lord, for these needs that's been mentioned. And Lord, we sure want to give you the honor and the glory for it all. For us in your precious and holy name we do pray. Amen. Have a good evening.